Developing a vaccine is just half the battle when it comes to inoculating the public against the coronavirus. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports you also need a research-grade freezer, a ton of space, and lots of planning.
The coronavirus vaccine probably won't be available to most people until next spring or summer, but there's another virus that everyone should be getting vaccinated against right now. I go to Allegheny Health Network's Waterworks location for my yearly flu shot. The inoculation is stored in a small dorm room-sized fridge next to a row of desks.
We keep our flu vaccines between, like our refrigerators, between 35 and 46 degrees.
The process is unexceptional, though this year everyone wears a mask. Medical assistant Crystal Willis also has on a face shield and a yellow medical gown over her scrubs. Willis taps the syringe to make sure there aren't any air bubbles before giving me the shot.
Okay, you did great.
The flu shot can serve as a sort of dress rehearsal for when a coronavirus vaccine becomes available. With both immunizations, ideally everyone, from the very young to the very old, will get vaccinated in a relatively short amount of time. And like most aspects of life during the pandemic, mass vaccination campaigns are complicated by the need to stay physically apart. Over at UPMC, manager of emergency preparedness Eric Poach says a recent employee flu vaccine clinic accomplished physical distancing by queuing people through a maze of tables.
So there was never anybody beside you. There was never anybody in front of you.
The medical system held another vaccine clinic at an employee parking lot near UPMC Shadyside. Administering inoculations outdoors is safer as open air reduces the risk of transmission.
So we decided to use pop-up tents. Our pharmacy folks were able to bring the medication, store them, take care of them.
But there are huge differences between the flu and coronavirus vaccines. One is that the latter will have to be stored and transported at extremely cold temperatures. For example, Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine needs to be kept at negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about 20 degrees colder than the average temperature of the interior of Antarctica.
That's like research grade, freezer cold.
Penn State epidemiologist Matt Ferrari says once vials are removed from these freezers, clinicians have less than a day to inject the inoculations.
And we just don't have any existing supply chain for any product in the United States right now that has that kind of requirement.
He anticipates some doses will get too warm before they're used.
That's something that we don't think about very much in this country right now, right? Is that we have to build in what we call wastage and assume that every dose of vaccine that we take out of the freezer will not necessarily go into somebody.
Another possible hurdle is that a coronavirus vaccine could require a booster shot about 3 to 4 weeks after the first dose is given. Duquesne University epidemiologist David Dossie specializes in public health disaster preparedness.
There's a lot of technology that would have to be in place. Do they sign up on their phone? How do you know when someone's actually received the vaccine? How do you know when someone's missed it?
Last week, states submitted their vaccine distribution plans to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Pennsylvania Department of Health would not share the plan it submitted with WESA. Dossie says, ultimately, the success or failure of the vaccine's distribution lies with state and local health systems.
When people think that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are going to drop down in parachutes and save the day, that's simply not the case.
And in the absence of a cohesive national strategy in response to the pandemic, he says distribution may be slow and fragmented. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.